do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys? And welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Another week. We're already in February. Sorry, can you guys... Something's wrong. Please try again. Okay. Siri's just being crazy here. Has that ever happened? Like, sometimes you're just, like, saying, talking something random and Siri turns on. It's like, bro, what are you listening to? Did I even say Siri or even make those, like, enunciations or pronunciations of the words? Like, I don't think I did. Anyways, moving forward. Today's episode is with Alexus, Pierre, and Rami. They are the founders of the project Mega 404, which is an upcoming animated series and a current NFT collection that's available. I had the opportunity to sit back and kind of just chat with them. The guys are out there in France, and you know, I'm all the way out here in LA, so we kind of have to figure out the time zone to make sure that we get each other when it's not midnight or midnight over here. So it took a while, but we made it happen, and it's always fun because, you know, you're doing it at random times and it kind of just throws you out of the loop, like in the terms of, like, it kind of breaks habits or repetitions, right? And that's always a healthy thing, right? It's always good to kind of just throw a wrench in your schedule or wrench in your daily routine just to kind of get a little kick, something fresh in your life every now and then, you know? Like, honestly, even if you just change, let's say you take the same driving path every day to school or to work or wherever you're going, maybe, just maybe, take a different street or take the back part, right? Or something, just change it up. It's pretty cool. You come across some random ass spots sometimes, you know, places you want to avoid, places you actually want to check out in the future. But come on, it's just about changing it up. Keep it fresh. We're going to be here a while, so keep it fresh. Today's music is brought to you by The Bralettes with their song I Don't Know, or I Don't Know. I mean, not I Don't Know, IDK, right? The acronym. If I'm not mistaken, they are coming out of Texas. So check them out. Check out their music. They're on Instagram. I found them on Bandcamp. I'm going to try to, you know, if the band is on Bandcamp, I'm going to try to push their Bandcamp only because that's a direct contact basically with them. And you can purchase music directly through them if you really, really like the song. And come on, supporting an artist, $1. Come on, you spend a bunch of more money on like some random stuff. Like, don't tell me you don't go to the store and just buy like a fucking chocolate bar or gum. Something. It's like $2.59, bro, plus tax. My God, it's almost $3. Put the gum aside for a couple days. Brush your teeth. Go support a local artist. It ain't that hard. That being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and we'll see you guys next week. Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. This is a very interesting one and a very different one for most of you. I know for the last couple of months, I've been kind of talking to you guys about NFT projects, kind of like the digital space. And I know some of you guys might still think I'm crazy, but I'm just letting you know now, there's a whole world, there's a whole community being built in this space, and there's projects kind of coming out every day, you know. And lucky for me, I have the opportunity to talk to the team from Mega 404. We got Alexis, Rami, and Pierre on today.
Yeah, hey, bro, your intro is lit. Your voice is so cool. I want to hear this podcast every time. That's cool.
Hey, no, thank you, guys.
You know, there is a before and after when you you begin the podcast. Damn. Man, that's professional. You're pro.
You got to host our Twitter spaces and be our man.
Hey, I'm definitely working my way up to doing Twitter spaces because I can do these type of things with you guys because there's nobody else kind of like, you know, when somebody stares at you, you kind of get weird and you're like, well, Twitter spaces is like that for me. Like the moment I know that people are hearing, oh my God, I freeze, man.
Yeah. I'm the same, but I think it's the first time, the two first time, and then you just go like, come on, it's you can't stress that much. Yes, fuck it, and let's see how it goes.
You know what? I'm gonna try it out, and hopefully, in the near future, you know, once I get more comfortable with them, you know, by all means, I'm more than interested.
Of course, man. Of course, with pleasure. And we are actually looking for people like you that could host our Twitter space and facilitate the discussions, you know.
Yeah, it could be great.
No, let's definitely work on that. Now, just real quick to give people the introduction for you guys. What is your role in the project?
Okay,
let's go, Alexis.
No, you first. You're the creator.
Oh shit! Here we go again. So I'm Pierre, also known as George Z in French. And I created the idea, the concept of the show like five years ago. And then I met my boy Tristan, who was not here, unfortunately. I don't know how to pronounce it. And I met just after that the boys Alexis, Rami, and Victor. And then like for about 2 years, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
we are working on this project. The first years was on the web too. So we looking for finances, like state finances, financial. And the second year was on the web 3. So that's it.
Thank you, Pierre.
Thank you.
Yeah, like Pierre was telling, we with Rami and Victor, we launched a production company, an animation studio to produce animated series. We started the company like two and a half years ago. One day we received an email from Pierre with a Bible. We call that a Bible. It's like a document to present a project, a cartoon project, where you have graphic design, characters, descriptions, etc., etc. And we the PHs, etc., etc. And we kind of fell in love with the universe he created. We worked on the project for 1 year to develop the concept, to change something, and to make it sellable and to ask for some grants from the CNC, the French cinema organization, and we were lucky enough to get some money to continue developing the project. And after 1 year of developing the project, we started thinking about an NFT project around it. We've been working on it for 1 year now.
Now, that's awesome. Honestly, like, this kind of puts me back into the state of mind that, you know, you start an idea off and it starts off with a few characters, and then it starts building, and you start world building. And then after that, you try finding a way to expand into bringing people in along with you, you know?
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's one of the reasons why when I first came across NFTs, I was very, very captured by them. You know, the fact that art was happening, the community building around the art was going on. It was one of those things that kind of caught my attention. And then, you know, of course, after that, you know, if people are in the space for flipping, of course, the money is just going to kind of keep you there longer. Initially, it was the art that kind of captured everything for me. And again, when I came across your guys' project looked very well developed just from the get-go. Like, the moment you guys started off your engines, the art was looking fresh. You know, the world looked like it was already being built. And like you just mentioned right now, it was happening in the background for the past year, and the concept maybe even longer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for real. That's it.
Was it hard for you? I mean, I guess when the initial idea started, you said it was just with the idea of creating an animated series. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
From the beginning, it was an animated cartoon. Yeah.
And then in that case, at what point did you guys decide that it was the next best step to create the project in terms of NFTs?
Oh, Rami?
So what's the question? Sorry. So what's the next steps with this NFT project?
No.
Oh, go for it. Jerry.
No, go for it.
It was not the question, Rami.
So, sorry?
It was not the question.
Oh, my God. We're like,
I love this moment. So, Rami, the question is, the question was, when we decide to move on the next step on the Web3, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, Eddie, but it's this moment when we say, okay, let's go in the NFT world.
Yes, it's what,
tell us about what that night, Rami.
Well, it was 1 year ago, I think. I was with my pal Alexis, and yeah, we have been in this field since I don't know, 2 years now. So of course we are following all the projects, and at this moment we were punk, you know. We said, and why not us? Why we didn't build something like this with the community? And as producers, it's something absolutely beautiful, you know, to produce with your audience, for your audience. So yeah, we said, let's do it. And so we present this concept to Pierre and Tristan, the two creators, because we had to also explain what is NFTs, because they know nothing about it at this time.
They invite us at the restaurant to
we make, you know, a PowerPoint in a very classic way.
That's funny.
But finally we succeed to convince them, and because, you know, we are young. Still young, I think. So yeah, we thought we can do something like that, a cartoon in a different way.
Yeah,
so it was 1 year ago. Exactly, it was 1 year ago, and here we are now.
That's so funny. So basically, one of you guys went up with the idea as a PowerPoint to try to convince the others to be like, "Hey, jump on this."
Yeah, man, it's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
No, you know, and then again, that's funny because that's exactly how I kind of came across just NFTs, the NFT space in general. Somebody was like, "Hey, man, I just invested like my whole paycheck," and I was like, "Bro, you're crazy. What are you doing?" Like, I'm just here like judging them. Like, bro, nah, you're, I don't know, man. You gotta be more reserved with your money. And next thing he comes up to me and he's like, "Bro, I just flipped my 500 for 10,000." I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that's one main factor that bring people to Web3.
Yeah,
it's like a friend that tells you that, okay, I put $500, now I have 10K.
Yeah,
and now you want to do the same, you know.
Yeah, for me it was my little brother.
Your little brother?
Yeah, like before the COVID, I think he talked to me about this, but at the time, I don't believe him. I was not sure. And then 1 year or 2 years after, no, 1 year. I don't know. I don't remember. And yeah, he flipped some hundreds of dollars. So I was okay. Why not?
Let me check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But the producers, really, how can I say it? Dive me into this.
Yeah, and the thing is, in you know, in our industry, in the animation field, the artists are quite shy, you know, reluctant about this idea, the NFT process, because, you know, they don't like this bet side, the gambler side. They are more focused on the art. So our focus is to tell to our two artists, so Pierre and Tristan, how we have to be focused on the art. It's not just about gambling. It's more than that. Mm-hmm. So it's to build a community around the art.
Yeah.
So yeah, was our main focus to explain that.
At the beginning, the main reason we hesitate about this was an ethical point, like ecological. Yeah, so. But after the new upgrade from Ethereum and all that, mm-hmm. we are more, how can I say, oh, we are more relaxed, chill about this. And yeah, that's cool. I don't know why I'm talking.
No, it's cool because, I mean, for a lot of people, you know, regular people, I'll call them regular people, they don't know right now that, you know, we're in a bear market or that we, you know, the market crashed earlier last year.
Yeah.
You know, when I came into the space, it was December 2021, January 2022. Man, the market was booming. That's when people were, you know, flips, projects were, you know, the creators are just swimming in royalties, all that stuff. Mm. And then, of course, the, you know, close to like April or May, that's when everything just kind of went down the drain. And since then, a lot of projects, you know, obviously still try to come out, but unless you really have something to provide, like, again, utility or art or something, like, your project's kind of destined to just kind of fade into the void of NFT projects, unless you kind of stick around, right? And again, I think a lot of the times, especially nowadays, it's very oversaturated with projects, right? Like, you hear Alphabot or some other projects, you know, you have pings every day of fucking like 30 projects coming out, and it's like, man, how do you stand out, you know? But you guys somehow managed to stay relevant enough to be like, you know what, we're gonna sell out our collection. Like we mentioned earlier, it maybe didn't go as planned, like the first, I think it was like one or two times, right, that you guys attempted to mint
before. Two times.
See, but you guys persevered from that. A lot of other projects would have just been like, fuck this, and erase their pages, erase their Discord, like nothing ever happened. And I've seen projects do that, and it's like, bro.
Yeah, we saw it too.
Yes, because it's our life, you know. It's like we are telling, we are working on this project for 2 years now, 1 year for the NFT side. And honestly, it's our life, this project. We live by this project every day, and we are motivated. We knew it would be difficult because we are not Web3 native. We are a project from Web2 that want to get into Web3. So we knew it would be difficult, not at that point, but but yeah, I think personally, on a personal standpoint, I think I've learned so much in this space in like six months, the 6 months, that for me it's worth it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. 1 month in this Web3 field, it's like 1 year, you know, the Web2.
Yeah, for real.
So things are going so fast. So yeah, and it's true that this field can be quite hard too, because people are not patient with projects. Mm-hmm. They want it to go fast. As you said, this field is, I want it for, with so many projects. So people want to go fast. Yeah. And so, yeah, we have to show them we are perseverant people. We have a roadmap. So yeah, we will continue.
Yeah.
No matter what, we will continue, because
no matter what,
we will produce that in the Web3 side and Web2 sides, and create this kind of synergy between these two worlds. So
yeah,
we will stay there.
Now, between you guys, like, what's been the hardest aspect of starting the project? Like, what's the one part that you've continued to hit, maybe, or not continue, but you've had challenges working with?
I think it's, tell me if I'm wrong, guys, but the dev part. You know, all the code, you know, to really dive into this, from codes, from lines, from all the thing, you know, create a website, create, how can I say, rarity shards, generation, contracts, all this was so hard to, I feel it's, for me, that was it, but I did it, but I saw with my eyes how it was complicated to put this together to have the best project.
Like you said, I think you're telling that because it's a part we can't control, we can't do by ourselves. We managed to manage all the project, but this is a part we cannot do by ourselves. And it has been difficult finding the right partners, right. Yes, the someone that we can feel comfortable and safe with, and move forward and find the gem that we needed to launch the project. And yes, I think there is that, and there is all the communication, the culture around Web3. As non-native from Web3, we had to adapt ourselves, our communication, to this space. So at first, our strategy was to just go with our differences and try like we were, just communicated without filter and just do it our way, you know. And then we figured we have to adapt to the space because we won't reshape this space as a first project. We have to fit into this culture, into this space, and that's what we understood the last few months, and the biggest lessons that we learned.
But yeah. Yes, I would say also that the counterpart of this field when you build a community is to think that you have to please everybody or listen to everybody.
Because
everything you do is public. You share your progress with the community, so everyone can see where you're at. But if you listen to everyone, that's when you can start to deviate from what's your roadmap,
being crazy
your main goal with this project. So you have to understand quickly that you can't please everybody. It's simply impossible, in fact. So yeah, you can satisfy a majority, but not everyone.
Yeah, trust so talk. This or... the... Sorry.
So this is the thing to we have to like Alexis says, we have to adapt and to see what's the main point where we feel failed. And stay straight on our feet. That's the thing.
Yeah. No, I like how you guys said that. Because, I mean, on top of the good stuff that Web3 has kind of brought and it's kind of helping with, again, it's bringing people from all over the world together into a project, right? To community build and all this stuff. And I think that's powerful in itself because there's no other means of bringing people together from across the world into a single server, right? And having everybody communicate. Honestly, I think there's something very powerful about that. However, in the space, because it's still young, it's kind of still like the Wild Wild West, there's still a lot of bad players around. There's people out there just kind of looking to prey on people who don't understand this and, of course, take advantage of it or scam them or just provide, for example, like I'm currently working on a project and I have a bunch of random messages like, hey, let me promote your stuff for like $300.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's like, first of all, we got to work with specific things around us. On top of that, we can't just be dropping money for everybody or for anybody that's just saying that they can help you out when at the end of the day, you can't guarantee results, you know?
They're putting out fake numbers and telling you that promises, and when you enter the space you respond to everyone and you say yes no sorry, you search to look into it to see it's worth it, but at one point you understand it's they're just phishing, phishing newcomers and trying to get as much money as they could, honestly, you can't count how many DMs we received on the official Twitter page of Mega 404 with this kind of scams, or not scams, but just people that want to take $100 for a retweet.
But that's normal. I guess that's That's the other side of the middle. The middle.
Yeah, yeah, that's normal. And we had that. That's it. It just when you say the World Wide West, it's that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you nailed it. This field is not yet mature enough. Yeah, it will evolve for sure, but it has to evolve. But for now, yeah, it's a little bit, wild. So,
I agree with you guys. I think it's a bit the same on the web too, because there is some haters, there is some trash talkers too, like on the web 3. We can get rid of them.
Money, you know?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. There is scam. There are scams, but they are not the same. You know, not for the average people, but for the young, the kids.
Yeah.
They are really victims of scams. A lot of scams. But yeah. So there is no. We are not the same target on the Web3, I guess. Not sure.
Yeah, for sure there's a little variety. Unless you're getting those scam emails, you know, or those phone calls were like, hey, send me $1,000 to some place in like Madagascar or something. It's like, what?
Great guys.
Great guys. Yeah, the Kings.
A good bet.
now, real quick. Okay, so it looks like we have 10 minutes on this here.
It's going so fast.
Yeah, it's going pretty fast.
We talk a lot. Yeah.
No, you're good. This is what I want. But at this point, like, do you think everything you guys have done from the conception of the project to minting out and all this stuff, do you think the risks has been worth it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For me, 100%. Really. Worth it, 100. Sure.
Absolutely.
Tell us why.
Why? Because we got a community before a show. That's crazy. That's insane. Even the show existing, which are existing, they haven't communities. So we got these communities. So it's our gold. It's our power. So yeah, just for that, it's worth it for real. And I'm so excited to see people who enjoy the pitch, who enjoy the story, who enjoy the bios, who enjoy the character, who enjoy the art, who enjoy the background, etc., etc. And even us, they validate us. So, what I want to say before that, there are few haters, in fact, but there are so many lovers, if I can say it. So all this love worth it forever. And what we have now, I think it's forever, but not forever. Maybe I'm going to be philosophic, but no, worth it. I don't know what you had. Worth it. 100.
And I kind of agree with Pierre. For me, it's more on the community side and the learning side, you know. Like I said, personally, I learned so much during the last 6 months. It's kind of crazy to think that 6 months ago I did not know much about this space. And the fact that we managed to create this community, to rebound after fails, to keep being resilient, I think it's kind of a pride also to stand out and to be recognized as a team that is resilient, that keeps going, that is safe. For me, it's a pride. That's the plus side. After you have to consider also what this space is asking from its founders, from the teams that are behind that, because honestly, it's kind of crazy that you know, after minting about the free mint, like maybe 24 hours after that, there was some people, some loud people, not the majority, but some loud people that were saying like, okay, guys, nothing happened in 24 hours. There is the team is failing to deliver the roadmap. There are bugs, etc. I think this is a kind of toxicity that the space need to sweep and to get over it, because everybody knows it's a very loud minority of the space, but there are a lot, you know, and we have to mute those guys because they really are toxic, and there is so much positivity, so much love in the space, and it's really a shame that they are the ones that we hear the most, you know.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I actually saw all that FUD going on in the server, and I was like, guys, come on.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's usually people who have not spent any time in the server learn about the community, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it's like, come on, like, you guys have only been here for a few minutes, and now you're like, oh, it's a rug, guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Come and on. Actually, there was one crazy game, but this one is really crazy, man. He was named by
beep beep beep. No. Don't talk about him. No. We don't have to talk about the negativity. We have to talk about.
Yes, but I think it's kind of funny. It's funny. So we can laugh about him. But he started fudding, but really slowly, you know, step by step, and he was getting more and more angry. Like in 24 hours, you know, his sentiment about the project went from the best project, it's the next day, and to this is a rug, guys.
Fuck you, you clowns.
Wow.
And like every 10 minutes, he was tweeting about some of us that were saying something in Discord, and they were like, okay, every way to interpret in a bad way what we were telling or saying or like just writing in the Discord was a subject to a tweet or I don't know. So we blocked him and he recreated another profile in Discord and came back in Discord.
Oh yeah.
And he did the same thing. At the start he was like pretty positive and he was getting angrier.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Some people have too much time
that's
in their
so
hands.
Funny.
It's crazy.
He's so funny. He's cute. He's sweet. Love you. Yes. I love you, bro. I love you. If you want to talk to me. Go. Bro, don't stay alone. Go.
But before entering the space, I did not know about those kind of people, you know. I did not know that they existed.
The switching guys. Oh man. Yeah, no, well thank you guys. I mean, we're getting close to that time. I do want to get some background information about your project for the people who are just first listening or first coming across Mega 404. Give us a little bit about just a little summary if you can.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Maybe Pierre, you can talk about the cartoon and I'll talk about the project.
The story is about three kids, Solor, Atta, and Tete, and a little pink thing, like a creature. At the beginning, it was a seashell, so now it's just a triangle thing. And the story is about these kids and this thing discovering. A new world, a new way of thinking, because all the people they meet are actually crazy or fucked up or everything you want. And all this climate environment create absurd thing, absurd situation, and everything is absurd and funny. So yeah, it's about discovering new way of thinking, new way of doing things, new way of living life in fact. So yeah, there is some cult, there is some collector of, I don't know, water of, I don't have great example to tell you, but I'm not good on this. There is some duet, some weird duet, some everything. But yeah, the main thing is absurdness, absurd thing, absurd people, crazy fucked up world. And these kids in just dive into this and discover all this thing. I don't know if I said everything, guys.
No, you didn't speak about the Mega 404.
Oh yeah, but that's the lore. So the Mega 404, at the first, it's an event, like a big pink wave, you know, energy wave. So when it's like the no, fuck it. I don't know how to say it, so I don't want to say it. The bug de l'an 2000. Yeah, je sais pas comment on dit, les gars.
The
2000 bug.
I don't know in English. the bug. It's like when we went from 1999 to 2000. That was like a miss that it would provoke an informatic bug.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That would
that's the inspiration in the of chaos. The Mega 404. Yeah. But for the cartoon, it really happened. Yeah. So there is like a reboot thing on all the planet. So every people quiet their job, quiet their routine, quiet everything for the first fucking funny thing they have in mind. So the first idea, they jump into it like radical. Yeah. And they are radical, dedicated to this goal, this new goal, this new way of thinking. That's that's why I said a new way of thinking, etc. Before,
yeah, I did notice that, like the whole 90s aesthetic. It's like it's like you say, it just got kind of stuck in time, and now everything's moving forward, but it's still in the 90s. Which,
yeah,
I mean, honestly, the 90s were probably the best era. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
For real, for us, maybe for us. I don't know if everything is agree with us, but for me, yeah, I'm agree with you.
Yeah, we're 90s kids too, yeah. So.
Like I said in the Discord chat with some people, obviously Cartoon Network and their show were a reference for us. I personally grew up with their cartoon, and I still watch what they do every day. And yeah, we like this absurdist comedy, like Pierre said, in the English way, you know, the British. Adventure Time. Gumball, Amazing World of Gumball, of course. So yeah, it was definitely a reference, and we wanted to have this kind of energy vibes on our show, and to put this on the table, and that's it.
Yeah, it's an awesome concept, guys, and you know, I'm very much looking forward. I'm a holder myself, so I might be a little biased, but I'm very much looking forward to see what you guys do. And I think it's important for people to just be able to get a more human perspective into what goes into the making of the project, rather than just being the receiving end where you're just like, give me my mint and let me make some money off of you. You know, and I mean, that's just the reality. I know people are going to be like, you know, they might feel attacked, but like the reality of this is like you mentioned earlier, there's just people who are still new, people who are going to be looking to take advantage. And then there's people there who are actually there to help you build that community and help you see it all the way through. And again, at the end of the day, it's just about trying to collect those people and getting that community built and then building together. You know, that's ultimately what you want at the end of the day in these type of projects. And so far, I really do have a good belief that you guys are going to pull through, you know.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us talking about the project. Like you said, it's put a little bit humanity behind the project. And it was very much. So thank you. Thank you for having us.
That's the first time we do this. So yeah, podcast and talk like with humanity, you know? This is not a Twitter space or Discord thing. This is a real us. This is, yeah, sincerity.
Yeah. No, awesome. That's exactly what I want. And this is what the podcast is about. Just capturing that aspect that a lot of us kind of forget sometimes, and you know, because we're behind the screen. I'm looking forward again to everything that's going on. If people want to find or get more information about your project, what's the best links? What are the best places to check that out?
Mega404.com. MEGA404.com.
MEGA404.com.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's in the game.
It's in the game. Fuck. All right, guys. Well, thank you again so much for the time. And then this is not the last time we do this. Okay. So,
For sure.
All right, guys.
We'll whenever see you want. On the
server. Thank you.
Yeah, in the Discord. Bye bye. Have a great life. Take care, too.
Take care.
Bisous, bisous.
Bisous, bisous.